Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. Welcome back, Clay.
Is it the morning time?
It is morning always.
Oh, because we just woke up from a dream.
We always record these at 6 o'clock in the morning, right, Clay?
Totally.
Because that's when they come out, 6 o'clock a.m. on Saturdays, so that must be when we record them.
Yep, definitely. So it's live right now. Yep. We're talking to you.
Yep. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in with us this fine sunrise.
We're definitely not talking at 8:35 at night.
Nope, definitely not. Do I sound like I'm peaking to you? Am I, like, extremely loud?
Let me turn you down just a bit.
Thank you. I don't want to blow anybody's ears out.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Last week, I did a podcast by myself.
You did? How'd that go?
It was actually, I don't want to say quite nice. Because I don't want to.
Oh, thank you.
It was great, Clay. Never come again.
Oh, that works.
But it went better than I thought it would. I was proud of it. So, but I think it's better when you have somebody to talk to. That way, I'm not just telling dreams to a camera. But I did think it turned out well. And it kind of gives me some comfort that if you ever, if somebody can't make it, I can do it by myself. Like, but it's just straight dream content. I just read a dream.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm about to read a dream. And Clay is going to pick a number between 1 and 3. And I have assigned a number to each dream. And whichever one he picks is the one I will tell. So Clay, pick a number.
1.
One. Oh no, why'd you pick one? This is gonna be a disturbing dream.
Oh gosh. Okay, 2.
No.
Which is the one that you said makes you cry. I wanna listen to that.
No. That's not the one I said made me cry. That's gonna be it for another time.
Okay.
I'll give you the names of the three and then you could just pick. So the name of the first one, I'm gonna come up with a name on the spot, and it's gonna be Swamp Restaurant. The next one I'm gonna name is called the Water Spirit, and then the third one I'm gonna name. I lost it. Where did it go? Shoot. Okay, so pick a number between 1 and 2.
Let's hear about this.
Oh, there it is. Okay, 3. I'm gonna name. I don't remember what it's about. So 1 and 2, I guess.
All right. Let's do 2.
Water Spirit.
Yep.
Okay. This was a beautiful dream. This was an amazing dream. I don't know if I can do it justice with telling about it, and I haven't read the script for, or not the script, but you know, what I wrote down when I woke up about it since I haven't read it since I've wrote it. But this was another pretty impactful dream, and I don't know why it was impactful, but I'll read it to you. Okay, so there was a water spirit. It lived in a pool that children loved to play in. They would tell me of this water spirit and ask me to come see. I didn't believe them, but one day I finally came to see the water spirit. It showed itself. It would spit and spout, swirl and dance around. It was beautiful. The water spirit was mischievous and would hide and leap out. I loved going to play with the water spirit. But one day... What?
That's a nice
one. Yeah. But one day while playing with the water spirit, I was standing on the outside of the pool. I picked up the water spirit and it vanished.
Wait, how big is this?
Okay, so you know, it's not a tangible thing. It's like it was like this magical pool, and you know the wave from Moana?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like the wave.
Oh, yeah.
Except it was tinier, and it would just... It was almost like somebody shooting water out of the pool and it just land back in. Mm. So it was like this glamorous, magical... It was almost like the pool was alive.
Yeah.
Get you. And I don't know. It was just so... I think it was so magical because I didn't believe it at first. And then I saw it and it was like I was... I mean, it's like if you saw something magical in real life and you're like, this exists and it's beautiful. And it hit me that it was just such a beautiful thing that I got the pleasure of beholding. Like, yeah. It was that kind of thing.
It's pretty awesome.
Then it kind of took a turn. One day I was playing with the water spirit. I was standing outside of the pool. I picked up the water spirit and it vanished. I hoped the water spirit was playing one of its tricks, but it did not return. For days and days, I would return to the pool, calling and praying that the water... hoping and praying that the water spirit would be there, but it wasn't. Something had wiped out the water spirits of the world, and I didn't know what it was. I only knew that I wanted it back.
That is very nice.
What? That's not very nice.
Well, no, I mean, like that's the, it's sweet that you wanted it to come back.
It was like this amazing thing that I was privileged to experience, and then it had been ripped from the world, and all I wanted was to experience it one more time. It was like, I don't know, it's not so much what happened in the dream, but it was like what I felt in the dream. I felt this enormous, like, gratitude to be able to experience it. It was really neat.
Sounds really cool.
I don't know why. I think it's because I've been reading a book about magical places and stuff. The book about, it's called The Circle. It's actually 4 books. I read 3 of them. It is basically this guy wakes up in one reality, which is basically our reality, the normal reality. When he falls asleep in that reality, he wakes up in this magical reality that basically good and evil are you can see good and evil. Whereas in the original reality, good and evil are kind of hidden and you can never tell if someone's intentions. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it, but that's kind of what it is. And he can't really tell which reality is real because whenever he's in one, he feels like the other is a dream.
Mm-hmm.
But the magical reality he describes is slightly more real feeling than this reality. So he can feel more things. But anyway, that's kind of off topic. That's why I think I've been dreaming more emotional. Feeling based dreams, I guess.
Yeah.
But
that's pretty cool. And that'd be understandable for one.
Did you have a dream?
I did have a dream.
You did have a dream.
But I'm already gonna tell you I probably don't remember all of it.
Well, but I'll give it a shot.
I'll give you the basic premise. Maybe I'll start remembering it.
I hope so.
So the part that I do remember, and it's like it's right on the tip of my tongue. You know, you get those dreams, they're just right there, and then you can't remember them.
They're right out of your grasp.
They're right out of my grasp, and I can't, yeah.
They're so close, you just gotta bite down on that tip of your tongue. Bite it off. Just...
Okay. All right, well, basically... I was at this house, and it was a haunted house, and there was these different rooms, a haunted house has different rooms in it, mm-hmm. and it's kind of weird, because I don't know if it was like at Halloween, but there was people working in it, there was like closets people would jump out of, but inside the haunted house, you know, you have the course, you have the line that you go through. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going through, like, these secret doors that would kind of, maybe it was the doors that the people would use to get to their spots, but it would mm-hmm. bypass some of the sections of the haunted house.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was bypassing all these sections, and then, like, I would just be kind of watching it, and I would be like, oh, well, this is where this is supposed to happen. And I think I'd even know, like, there's a trap up ahead. So I'm going to, and this, you know, it's fuzzy at this point, but I was like, maybe I'll just go, you know, I'll just bypass it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I went through it and then I looked back and I was like, oh, there's a trap there. So, you know, I bypassed it.
Yeah. So like dream sense.
Yeah.
So it's, you knew what was there.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of emotion in the dream last night. I just don't remember all of it.
Really? There was a lot of emotion in your dream, too?
Yeah, I just don't...
Maybe it's the season. Maybe there's some kind of force that penetrates all of us and turns our dreams emotional.
I don't know. But I just know that it's an emotional dream. I think I traveled a lot in that dream.
Huh. So you, like, other than the haunted house or, like, in the haunted house?
The haunted house was gigantic. I think it was very, very large. It was a mansion, I think. It's a haunted mansion.
I'm enjoying visualizing this because I like that. So a giant haunted house. except not on the main path, like on a side path. Now, was the side path like visible, or what did you more like feel?
It was hidden corridors. You could go through, like, so imagine you go into the haunted house, right? And you're going through the course where everyone jumps out and spooks you. That's the course that everyone could go.
Okay.
But, and it was a really long course too. It was a long haunted house, I think. But it did have an end. But it was really, it was a long one. But then, like, if you went into one of the rooms, you could go to this closet that would bypass into another room that was further ahead.
Okay. So in this dream, were you, what were you feeling? Were you like, was it, were you scared?
I think I was actually somewhat scared. So I was going through the house, and then, yeah, like I was going through the house, and one of the rooms near the end, I went into the room. I think it's like some cloth straight up on the wall, you know, maybe some blue lighting, like it's nighttime, whatever. And then a guy comes out of the closet, and I'm like, wait, so I'm in this room. There's supposed to be a guy in this room that jumps out and scares you. Oh. So as I was walking through it, I was like, I had that dream since. I was like, there's a guy that's supposed to jump out and scare you in this room. I don't know where he's at, but I know that he's supposed to. So that was scary.
So you had like a sense of suspense?
Yeah,
or like
basically.
On edge or something?
And I think it's like right on the tip of my tongue. I think there was this really creepy guy who was trying to kill me, but I really don't know. Like, it's almost there, but it's not.
Like a side plot? Maybe somebody was trying to kill you and that was the reason you were going through the rooms? Or like...
Yeah, that it may be so.
Huh.
It's like, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Hey, actually, I don't know if I ever told this dream. I have another dream, though.
Okay.
I can tell. And I might have told it. But it was at a church. And it was a big brick church that was gigantic.
Was it the church in our town?
No. It was It was a gigantic brick church. It was sunset. So, let me try to set this out for you.
Sounds beautiful.
Yes, it is. It's a gigantic brick church. It goes up. It's got a high, you know, chapel. It goes all the way up there. Stained glass windows. Maybe something you would see out of like the 1919s, 1850s. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, just it's
old, decorative, and beautiful.
Yes, old, decorative, and beautiful.
Huh.
So it's towering up pretty high. And there you have the main building, and then I'm pretty sure you have like other buildings around, but there is a section where it makes a big U.
Okay,
so you got a central building, and out of the central building pops like a hall, you know, like another building, and then it makes a 90-degree turn and comes back up to where it's parallel, the other building is parallel with the main building.
Okay. I think I got you. It's all brick though, right?
Yep, all brick.
Okay.
So imagine the main building, a building parallel that's smaller on the opposite side of that building, and then one building that connects the two.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
And you know, on the side of the main building there's like a little overhang, and it has, you know, where you go under, and it has a little brick decorative wall.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a hallway.
We're talking like arches?
Yeah, like arches. Oh. Stuff like that. You know.
Sweet.
Just on the side of the building, just with a little hallway. So it's sunset. I don't know where this is at. It's sunset. I remember it being very, very pretty. But there's one thing I haven't added yet, and it was that we're in the middle of the zombie apocalypse.
What?
Or perhaps
twist.
Or perhaps that How can I describe that? So, yeah, I don't know if it was in the middle of the apocalypse or like what exactly happened, but there was less people. I wonder if it's like the rapture or something happened. Oh. I have no idea.
Did it seem normal or did it seem out of place?
See, it's been so long, it's hard for me to remember, but I think I'm just going to say it was probably the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
If I were to guess.
All right.
But I could be wrong about that.
So were there very few people, like, walking around with you?
There was, like, no one.
Okay.
There, or, okay, I take that back. There was one or two people walking with me, and it could have been Chase or Tanner, one of our friends.
Okay.
But
I like when they make cameos in our dreams.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going, and you know, we're trying to get supplies. Mm-hmm. So I go over to this building, the one that's parallel to the main building, and I go in through one of the doors, and I'm like, all right. So we gotta look for supplies, and this place is packed with just stuff that it looks like, and this kind of like the beautiful aspect of it, because it had a whole bunch of just stuff that was left there, but you could tell it was once in use, basically. Oh, like, okay. Not too long ago. So you're looking at it and you're like, it's kind of sad because it's there, and it's like it was put away pretty, you know, could have been put away pretty quickly in the mm-hmm. storage. It used to be used, but
that's cool.
Yeah, and you had the light shining in and it was going on it, but we're like, we got to find supplies here. So we're going through and whatnot, and all of a sudden I get this dream sense again that there's someone else in that building.
Ooh.
Like there's someone, yeah, so there's someone like in that main building, there's multiple rooms. So I'm like, okay, so there's someone else in this main building, and I thought it was like a homeless guy or something. And I was like, all right, well, that's something. Maybe I heard him or something in the other room. So I'm like, we got to get out of here.
that's a good assessment.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. And then this is where it kind of gets fuzzy, though, because I think he might have was like coming after us and we ran out. Ooh. But I never really saw him. And I'm pretty sure, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure it was the zombie apocalypse. It was like the flare.
Oh,
kind of was around, and then I think maybe
Maze Runner.
Yeah, so imagine we didn't think anyone was there, so we were going in to get supplies, and then we hear one zombie. Oh. We're like, oh gosh!
Suddenly, you had like a super urgency.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my gosh! And then I think maybe multiple started to come out after that one.
Would you describe this dream as a nightmare or as a realistic representation of fear? Because you know how like there's fear in your dreams, it's like, oh crap, this is not good. And then there's nightmares where it's like unrealistic terror, or not unrealistic, but like
it's a real representation of fear.
Okay,
I would think, because I was like, you know, we're fine, and then we weren't.
There
was
something. I've had dreams where you're like, you're fighting someone, and it's like, oh shoot, if I don't do something, I'm gonna get killed. And then there's dreams where it's like, it's like unfiltered terror where you cannot make yourself reason that you're okay. Like those are nightmares, and those suck.
Yeah.
Like there's dreams that you die, and then there's nightmares, and I do not like nightmares.
Yeah, yeah.
But so did you got out of the building?
I think so. I think it ended after that. So we were just running and getting away from these guys.
Did Chase and or Tanner survive the zombie apocalypse?
I think they did. See, it changed people too, I think.
That happens a lot. Yeah, you'll be standing with like Jeff, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey
Terry.
Hey Terry, come here. And then you'll kiss Terry and it'll actually be Wendy.
Yep. That's pretty much how it goes.
So dreams are weird. Okay, I don't know how long we've been going, but this has been a cool dream conversation. I like when I can visualize other people's dreams and revisit my own. Yeah. And I just told that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'm going to try to make the next one's video and audio. We just didn't have the GoPros charged this time, so...
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the battery pack to plug them in. But we've got new episodes coming out every Saturday, 6 a.m., like I said. We may or may not record them at 6 a.m., but come out at 6 a.m. on Saturdays.
Definitely. So be looking forward to that.
Yep. So thank you guys for listening. You can find us on anywhere podcasts are found, and also YouTube. This one will not have video.
but others will. Yeah, yeah. Are we just going to have like the spinning Dreamcast logo?
Normally I just put like the Dreamcast logo with the starry sky in the background, because If I do the spinning one, I feel like it would get annoying.
Yeah, you're just sitting there staring at it. It's hypnotizing you.
Yeah.
Falling into this dream world. No.
But it will start with a spinny one. So.
Yeah.
With an orange spinny elephant.
Yep. You got to love those. It's the orange spinny elephant.
Yep. So thank you guys for listening, and we will talk out to you next week.
Stay dreamy, fellas.
Stay dreamy, fellas. And fillets.
And fillets. Bye.
Nice.
Oh, crap. My headphones came like that.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, to future Colton, we just got done. We're wrapping up right now. Make sure to laugh, live, laugh, and love.